Hello everyone, welcome back to another amazing episode of the Daily Bible Affirmations podcast. My name is Iyobosa and I am your host. It's great to have you guys here again listening. Thank you for listening, subscribing, rating, following the Instagram. Thank you so much for everything. May God continue to bless you and keep you and sustain you in Jesus' name. Amen. So for those of us who have been following our Instagram page, the Daily Bible Affirmations, this month we've been talking about who God is. That was our theme for the month. Who is God? And we've been exploring the scriptures to know who God really is and, you know, come into a deeper understanding of who exactly it is that we worship. Yeah, so that's what we've been doing, and it's been amazing. So some people came into realization of, like, they came into a deeper realization of who God is, like me. And then some people learned from the scratch, like, who exactly is this God? So it's been a fantastic month for me. It's been a month where God has really revealed himself to me, right? And I'm really glad about that. So as it is the last day of the month, November 30th, I just want to do a quick summary about the things we've learned this month and, you know, really highlight some points and, yeah, highlight some points about who God is, you know, especially points where we fail to not to recognize, we fail to act like, no, this is not who God is, but in fact, it's who he really is. So, I want us to go into the scriptures quickly. But before we do that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Heavenly King. We worship your holy name. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to listen to your word. We thank you for another opportunity to hear from you. Lord, King of glory, I pray that as I speak your word, that you speak through me. Let your Holy Spirit take over me and speak his words through my mouth. And that everybody listening has hearing ears and receptive hearts and an obedient heart to your word in the name of Jesus. That everything we learn will practice in our lives and will have deepened faith in you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for answered prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. 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 Thank God. Thank God. So without wasting much time, let's get into the scriptures. So, you know, for some of us, it's quite sad that we try to paint a picture about who God is in our minds, and then we worship that God. We try to make the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father in heaven, to fit into that mental picture that we have created God to be, in quotes, right? And that's not it at all. We need to find out who exactly it is we are worshiping. And there's one real key thing that stood out for me this month, and I would love to share it. And that fact is that God disciplines. God really disciplines. He's like our parents, obviously. He's our Father in heaven. And we know that every parent disciplines their child, their children, right? So God disciplines, and when we're being disciplined by the Lord, we need to have the right attitude in that moment, because no matter what happens, when God is disciplining us, sorry, we know that he loves us regardless, right? The Bible already tells us that God loves us. So irrespective of the discipline, we know one thing for sure, that God loves us. So Let's go into the scriptures. Let's look at Job 5:17, right? It says, "But consider the joy of those corrected by God. Do not despise the discipline of the Almighty when you sin." Sometimes we make mistakes. We fall short of the glory of the Lord. And we do things that, you know, go contrary to the word of God. And then God puts us in situations, or he shows us things that we need to learn. He puts us in situations where we need to learn and build deep in faith and, you know, a stronger attitude towards him. God doesn't hate us. God doesn't cause anything bad to happen to us. In James 1, the Bible tells us that every good thing comes from God. Every good thing comes from God. And discipline is a good thing, irrespective of how you choose to look at it. You know, in Hebrews 12:5-11. I can't, you know, go through the whole scriptures, but Hebrews 12:5-11 tells us how God disciplines, and that no discipline is sweet when it's happening. It feels uncomfortable, but it's a good thing. So there is always light at the end of a tunnel. I don't want us to go on mistaking the discipline of the Lord for attacks from the devil. Attacks from the devil. It doesn't work that way. And you know, someone said something to me one time. He said, when you begin to truly worship God, when you truly begin to worship God, you don't care about the devil anymore, because the word already tells us that if God be for us, who can be against us? There's a part in Psalms that tells us that the Lord is for me, so what can man do to me? Do you understand? When you begin to truly worship God, the attacks of the devil is nothing for you. Focus on Jesus. And speaking about focusing on Jesus, I want to remind us about the story of Peter walking on water. You know, yes, Jesus came to the disciples on the boat walking on water. And, you know, Peter said, Lord, if it's truly you, command me to come walk on water. And the Lord said, come. And then, you know, Peter went on water and started walking towards Jesus. But then he became aware of his surroundings. He started looking at how strong the wave and the wind was, and that the fact that normally nobody walks on water. And then he started, you know, overthinking it. Yes, he started overthinking it, you know, just becoming afraid of everything going on around him. And then he started to sink. He started sinking because he lost focus from Jesus. He stopped focusing on Jesus. When you put your focus on Jesus, it's like you are not in your surroundings anymore. Yes, you have trials. Yes, you have tribulations, but you have peace because you are focusing on Jesus. So when God disciplines us, we need to have the right attitude. So for me, the kind of attitude I am, the kind of what I tell myself when I'm being disciplined by the Lord is, God has created me to be some kind of person. And I am not currently that person. And anything the Lord has to do to make me become that person, I am ready. Because I am of the opinion that I must, like I so much believe in the fact that I must not leave the surface of this earth until I become the person God has intended me to be. And I have achieved all that God has created me to be. And that should be the attitude and mindset of everybody. We were created for a purpose. We're created to be some kind of person. We are not currently who we are. There is always room for growth, right? So let us have this beautiful, amazing attitude towards the discipline of the Lord. God really loves you. Oh my God. You know Romans 8, the ending part of Romans 8, I think 32-38, that tells us how much God loves us. It says nothing in the earth, nothing in heaven, nothing beneath the earth can ever separate us from the love of God. Do you know what that is? Not even sin can separate us from the love of God. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but Jesus has died on our behalf. Jesus has died to take away our sins. He has died to take away our sicknesses, our iniquities, our transgressions. God doesn't want to punish you. He wants to discipline you so that you can be strong in faith. So that you can be deepened in faith, so that you can build endurance, spiritual endurance, and so you can have inner peace. The journey to spiritual growth is not something that happens overnight. Oh, you would experience things. God is going to put you through things that will make you stronger in faith. And while they are happening, they don't look like good things to you, but focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus, and then you have peace. And then when you are done with that particular situation, you look back and look at how your character was developed. Something happened to me recently, very recently, as recent as 48 hours ago. And I just stood. I was stranded. And I stood and I looked around me. And I said, Jesus, nobody has ever called you for help and you didn't answer. I strongly believe that the situation I found myself in was Jesus trying to discipline me concerning something, right? And I just took a moment. I stood, I said, God, Nobody has ever called you for help and you didn't answer. So, Lord, help me. So, even in the midst of God putting me through discipline, He was there to guide me every step of the way. Oh, I was stressed. I was tired. I thought I wasn't going to make it. But I did, because God helped me even when He put me through that discipline. And then when I was done with that situation, I looked back and I said, God, thank you. What do you want me to learn from this thing that has happened? And He said, I need you to learn that you need to be sharp. You need to be alert. And you need to be conscious and mindful of your environment. And that's what He wanted to teach me. So I want us to go having this attitude that whatever situation we find ourselves, no matter how good, no matter how bad, no matter how ugly we think that situation is, stop and ask God, God, I thank you that I'm here now. Lord, this is messed up, I know, but God, I trust you. Please help me. Please tell me what you need me to learn from this particular situation. Always have that learning attitude. You must be teachable. That's what makes us true children of God. We need to be teachable. The moment we are not willing to accept the teachings of God, we are straying away from Him. You must be teachable. God, what do you need me to learn? Lord, what are you trying to teach me from this situation? There is nobody. Look through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. There is nobody that has said, Lord, help me, and God failed them. So why will He start to fail you now? God knows that sometimes we feel tired. He knows sometimes we feel frustrated, but He's always there. And I want to use my testimony to reach out to as many people as possible. Even when I was put through that particular challenge, I called on the Lord and He answered me. He saw me through it all. He saw me through it all. He made a way out for me. I didn't look at it as the demonic attack or plans of the devil. No. I belong to Jesus. And if God is for me, what can a man do to me? If God is for us, everybody listening now, if God is for you, what can a man do to you? What can the devil do to you? Nothing. Because we belong to Jesus. I want us to look at James 1, 2 to 4. It says, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It said, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, when you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking nothing. When we go through trials and tribulations, it's an opportunity for us to build endurance and deepen faith. We cannot build deepened faith without experience. You can't just say, Lord, deepen my faith. Lord, give me an opportunity to... No, you have to be in a situation where your faith is deepened. So for me now, in fact, this month, I knew God before September. But I said, God, even as I know you, I want to know you more. I want to experience your love more. And God put me in situations where my faith was deepened. He put me in situations where He showed me that He would never leave me. He would never forsake me. God loves us so much. So the second and final point I want to make is, God should be your source of everything. Who is God? God is our source of everything. God is our source of everything. And here's why God should be your source. Every other thing in life fades away. Everything fades away. But God is everlasting. Before the world was, there was God. After the world, there will be God. Everything fades away. Your career is going to fade away. Your beauty is going to fade away. Your material possessions may most likely fade away. Every other thing can be destroyed and taken away, but God can never be taken away from you once you accept Him. God should be your source of everything. You know, for me, there was a time I was beginning to put my source of happiness was my career, my academics, my achievements. And at some point, it wasn't working out how I had planned it in my head, because I told myself, I'm so good, I'm so smart. And, you know, I came to the realization that it's not it at all. This career might fade away. What if I retire one day? Right? What if I retire? Does that automatically mean I'm no longer happy? God should be your source of everything, your source of happiness. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your squad shouldn't be the source of your happiness. Your gadgets, your whatever it is, shouldn't be the source of your happiness. Social media shouldn't be the source of your happiness. God should be the source of everything, every single thing, because God doesn't fade away. He's always there. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for being our source. I thank you for being everything, our source of light, of joy, of peace, our great provider, our redeemer, our savior, our El Shaddai, our Elohim, our Adonai, our Yahweh, our Yeshua. Lord, I thank you, my Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Prince of Peace, my Savior, my Friend, my Father. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that when we call upon your name, you answer us. I thank you for helping us to know you more. Lord, the fact that September is ending doesn't mean that we want to stop knowing you. No, Lord, we want to keep growing in the knowledge of your word. We want to keep growing in the knowledge of you. So, Lord, we say thank you. Help us through the power of the Holy Spirit to know you more, to build deep in faith and endurance in you, Heavenly Father. Help us to have the right attitude towards your discipline in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be teachable. Give us receptive hearts, listening ears, and help us to be obedient to your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I want to use this opportunity to say thank you for everything you guys have been doing. It's been wonderful. The love has been overwhelming, and I give all glory to God. Thank you. Don't stop telling your friends about Jesus. Don't stop telling your friends about the goodness of the Lord. Use your social media space to preach the good news. Tell everybody how good God is, so that they too may know it and experience it. Amen. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Bible Affirmations. For the month of October, starting tomorrow, we are going to be learning about who we are. Now, September, we learned about who God is. So, the month of October, we are going to be learning about who we are in Christ, believers' authority. Who are we? Who are you? Who does the word say you are? Who does God say you are? Who has God created you to be? So that's what we're going to be learning in the month of October. Please stay tuned. Like, share, subscribe, follow us on Instagram. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys, till next time. God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Amen.